Phoneboy Speaks, episode 204. Where's the money? And what I'm talking about, where's the money? I'm talking about where's the money in the App Store. I know Apple likes to say that they give a lot of money to developers. They do, because a lot of money goes through the App Store. But let's think about this for a little bit. Apple gives away a lot of apps for free, either part of their App of the Week thing or on promotions like now, where they've got 10 apps that they're giving away as a result of their 5-year anniversary of the App Store being available. And, you know, and that's so, yeah, one of the apps is like $20 on the iPad, which is a big app to be giving away. Now, something else that happens too on a fairly regular basis, app providers give their they give their apps away for 24 hours or something, or they'll lower the price to 99 cents from whatever high value they normally charge. You typically see this around like major holidays and stuff like that. Usually the game publishers will drop their games to 99 cents. And then you've got, you know, independent developers, of course, doing it themselves. And so there's a prevailing thought going around, and I kind of think this too, right? Why would you pay retail for an app if the app is just going to get discounted later? And if it's, especially if it's something that maybe you're not going to buy and immediately use, or you're not going to get a ton of value at, oh, that's fine, right? I mean, there's games I've purchased for 99 cents only because they were 99 cents. I wouldn't have purchased them any other time because they're not games I would normally play. And there's a lot of software I've purchased as a result of being 99 cents too. So I think there's definitely something to be said for that kind of thought. But let's think about how that affects the larger economy of, you know, of developers, right? How are they getting paid if they're discounting their apps? Well, the only way they could make money at that price is if they sell a lot of them. And let's face it, you know, unless you happen to be one of the big app publishers, you're probably not selling them in large volumes. And so the question is, are you making your money back, you know, as far as your time is concerned, on developing the app and getting it out there? And sometimes you're not. And I think that's a larger problem that we somehow need to solve. I mean, I know when the App Store first came out, the apps didn't really start selling until they lowered the price. And you know, back then, it wasn't uncommon even for a mobile app. I mean, even in 2009 on Symbian, I paid $10 for Gravity, which was a new Twitter client at the time. And it also was expanded numerous times to support you know, Facebook and other social medias, including app.net. And I've probably bought, I don't know, 4 or 5 copies of that app over the time because it was tied to a handset. So, I don't know how app developers are making money when the apps are selling for 99 cents. And that's, I think that's going to create an issue in the long term for the number of developers and the amount of, I just don't see how the economics work when you put in, you know, hours and hours and hours into an app and you only sell maybe, you know, 10,000 apps or sold would be probably good for some developers. And yeah, at 99 cents a piece, that's, you know, that's barely, you know, I don't know, that might be like 2 months' salary or something, if that, right? Depends on where you live and such. And so that's, I just don't know how independent developers are going to make money in that kind of environment. And even with, when you have that many apps, right? I mean, there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of apps in there. How do you find the one app that you want, especially when there's 20 apps that do the same thing? So this app store economy is, yeah, it's great for consumers, right? Because the prices are low, but it's kind of crappy for the developers because unless you happen to hit on an app that a million or more people want, you're not going to make any money at it. And so I'm struggling with, you know, what the long-term impact of that's going to be and when we're going to see maybe apps slowing down or maybe some different pricing models are going to kick in that will cause us consumers to pay more money. So something's got to give. I mean, the developers can't keep developing in these circumstances. So anyway, that's my thought on App Store economics for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks.
You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.